This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. And again, don't let any liberal tell you that this is conspiracy theory. All it is asking questions. John McAfee really got under the skin of the United States government, really got under the skin of liberals, and he put out a tweet literally just a couple of weeks ago, and he said, and this is the famous software computer guru, John McAfee, was worth like $100 million and was trying to win the Libertarian presidential nomination. Like me in 2008, I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination, running for the presidential nomination. I actually had more success than a guy worth $100 million. He ran and got nothing. I ran and came literally inches away from winning the presidential nomination. He did not, and I was awarded the vice presidential nomination on the ticket and was elected in that role. And John McAfee's tweet, though, was, "I am content in here." He was in prison, in a Spanish prison cell. "I am content in here. I have friends. The food is good. All is well. Know that if I hang myself, a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine." A la Epstein, meaning Jeffrey Epstein, who everybody knows was, you know, killed under, I'll say murdered, but certainly killed under mysterious circumstances. He did not commit suicide in his prison cell. So what do you think when you hear something like that? When someone tells you that, "I'm content, I have friends, the food is good, all is well, know that if I hang myself, it will be no fault of mine," and then they claim he commits suicide. I mean, what exactly do you think at that point? Right? What do you think? So all I could tell you is McAfee is now dead, died in a prison cell in Spain, just like Epstein died in a prison cell in New York City. I believe, if I remember correctly, because I stayed on top of the story for a long time, but now it's long gone, right? I believe Jeffrey Epstein was the first and only person to ever successfully kill himself in the history of that prison in New York City. Only person who's ever been able to kill himself in that prison. I think it's like the Manhattan Correctional Institute or something like that. And it was the only one who's ever killed himself. And it just was so weird and so mysterious. And we all feel in our gut he didn't kill himself. Everybody feels that. And sure enough, now McAfee is dead in a Spanish prison. And he tells everybody in advance, "I would never kill myself. I'm happy. And if I die, it's because the U.S. government got to me." So I don't know what that means. You can't call me a conspiracy theorist for saying, "My God, questions have been raised. Investigation should happen. Something is weird here." Of course something's weird. All right, moving on. Violent crime surges 25% with Democrats in charge. So, by the way, the headline says violent crime surges 25%. In the interest of always being accurate, the first line of the story says violent crime has surged by 23% as Democrats control Washington, D.C. and most large metropolitan cities. So I don't know if it's 25 or 23, but I know this much. It's up a lot. And you can't feel safe. And they're defunding police. And police are retiring in numbers that are unimaginable. The only person who imagined it was me. If you heard Joey Gilbert in my discussion in the last hour, pretty much everything I ever say on this show comes true. Almost everything. This is why liberals are such frauds. First of all, they're communists. And communists believe in propaganda. And so in the 6 years I've had this show, I've said a million things and made 1,000 predictions, and almost every single one of them came true or turned out to be right, however you want to put it, except for, let's say, 10. So liberals grab those 10, and that's the only thing they talk about and say, "Wade Root's a nutcase." They grab the only 10 that didn't come true out of thousands that did come true, and then they take them out of context and say, "Wayne Root is always wrong," when in fact, I'm right.
out of control all over this country. Crime's out of control in Las Vegas. Don't believe any stats that are released by the police. They're full of crap. You know, I'm the biggest police fan in the world, but I'm a fan of cops on the beat. I think most of the police chiefs and police major executives of the police department have never reached for a gun in their lives. They don't even know what a gun is. They're not on the street. They're desk jockeys. That's all they are. The guys who become captain are the ones who have never killed someone in the field who is a bad guy, never put their life on the line. They're ass-kissing jockeys. That's desk jockeys. That's all they are. And they manipulate statistics just like politicians. There's no difference between the people who run the police department and the people who are politicians. They're all the same. Everything they do is wrong, and they find, you know, out of 900 things they do, 897 are wrong and stupid and hurt the people, but three turn out to be right or good. They take the three and they put them in their campaign slogans and their campaign ads, and they leave out the 897 they got wrong. The exact opposite that the media does with me, where I get, you know, I give out 1,000 predictions, 996 are perfect and unimaginably right. I'm a genius. I have a crystal ball. Doesn't matter. The only ones they talk about are the four I got wrong. They leave out the hundreds I got right. But when it comes to politicians, they leave out the hundreds they got wrong, and they only talk about the three they got right. And that's with the police. They're manipulating the statistics. Crime is out of control in Las Vegas. How do I know? Because I've lived here 20 years, and I know people who have been a victim of crime in the last 2 weeks, more than the entire 20 years combined that I lived here, in all that time combined, versus the last 2 weeks. You know, as a matter of fact, I live on the quietest, most beautiful block in a gated community, and there was never a single crime here ever. And all of a sudden, there's been several incidents in the last 6 months, including one just the other day. So I'm telling you, crime is out of control. When they come to nice neighborhoods and gated communities and they break into houses and they break into cars, you know you're in trouble. When the police helicopters are out in the park behind my house in broad daylight for a homeless man with a knife, you know you're in trouble. And this is a great neighborhood I live in a great community called Summerlin, where there used to be no crime, and now there's crime, and there's homeless people walking around. We're in deep trouble in this country, and, you know, this is not some inner-city neighborhood I live in, and this is not one of the bad cities for crime. You know, this is not New York. This is not Chicago. This is not L.A. This is not San Francisco. This is not Portland. This is not Chicago. This is not Detroit. This is not Baltimore. This is not Memphis. This is not Cleveland. Vegas has never been like those cities. I'm telling you, if it's bad here, it's really bad there. But if you listen to police stats, it's actually good here. It's actually better than 5 years ago. They're lying. The lies are so bad. They're so manipulating the statistics. They're full of crap the same way they manipulate the things that I say on the air. They lie, they distort, they take it out of context, and they find the only ones that are ever wrong. And it's not just the words on the air, but also my tweets. That was the liberals' favorite game. Is, I believe, you know, because I've been banned for life from Twitter, again, for being right. Twice, they banned me, and it led to being kicked off for life. Once about hydroxychloroquine, and another time about the stolen election, and I'm right on both. But all I could tell you is I believe the number, because it's been erased, but I believe I put out like 30 or 35,000 tweets, and I'll bet you all but like 10 were on the money, and that the average American would love every one of them. But they take the 10 where I might have misspoken, and they make that my life, which is so ridiculous. I'm a guy who puts it on the line and puts out 50 tweets a day. Instant response to the news. Of course a few of them are going to be wrong. And even the ones that were wrong weren't really wrong. You just can't prove they were right. But all the ones that are now proven right, they never mention. So it's the exact opposite with the politicians and the police chiefs, who are in fact politicians and are in fact government bureaucrats. They're all full of shh, you know what. Every one of them are full of crap. They lie and they distort and they misrepresent, and so does the media, so do the politicians, so do the police chiefs. Homicides are up 58% in Democrat-run Atlanta, 533% in Democrat-run Portland, 37% in Democrat-run Philadelphia. Shootings are up 54% in Democrat-run New York City, 51% in Democrat-run Los Angeles, 18% in Democrat-run Chicago. Now you know things are bad. Out of all the ones I quoted you, the best one is Chicago. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Homicides and shootings through the roof. Even CNN can't ignore the numbers. Anchor Erin Burnett said the rise in crime in New York City is stunning. You can't walk around New York City anymore. It's a death trap. So the American Friends Service Committee explained why, according to them, it's time to invest in our communities, not policing. I want you to hear this. This is their answer. This is the liberals' answer. Number one, policing doesn't keep us safe. Really? I didn't know that. I thought police were the thin blue line, and they're the only thing that keeps us safe. Without cops, we're all dead. Without cops, there's rape and murder in the middle of the street at 12 noon. Without cops, the animals are running loose in the streets to murder us all. But policing doesn't keep us safe. Number two, liberal philosophy. Policing in the U.S. was established to maintain white supremacy. I didn't know that. Did you know that? Did you know that policing was established to maintain white supremacy? Oh, my God. Liberals are a combination of communist scumbags and mentally ill screw-ups. Number three, body cameras, training, and so-called reform will not end cycles of police violence. That's funny. All the violence going on in America, it's not police violence, you scumbags. It's scumbag violence. It's people in those inner cities that are run by Democrats, and all of them are Democrats. They're the violence. There's no police violence. Number five, black organizers calling for divestment from policing. An investment in human needs across the country. That's what's going to keep us safe. They agree. You got to divest the money from policing and invest it in human needs. And policing diverts billions of dollars from schools, healthcare, and other vital programs that need more funding to strengthen our communities. Oh, of course, because teachers' unions do such a great job with more money that you don't need police anymore. Who needs police when you can have teachers' unions protecting you? Oh, my God.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date.
And most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know, I always say we are, you know, stop saying this is socialism or progressivism or liberalism. We are enduring a communist takeover of the United States. These people are mentally ill. They're all communists. Communist takeover of the police, communist takeover of the military, communist takeover of every agency of government. Here's a article out, unhinged, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It used to be, if you showed me a guy in a uniform, you know, with like 56 medals on his chest, all you could do is like just salute him. Like, he's the flag. He's America. He's a general. Look at all those medals. Now, there are guys that look just like that, including police chiefs. And they're communists supported by George Soros. They're put in place to look fancy, but they've been brainwashed. And they're brainwashing you, and they're doing all the wrong things while they act like they're FBI, while they act like they're a police chief, while they act like they're a general or an admiral or joint chief of staff. Unhinged chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley goes off during testimony, blames white rage for the January 6th attacks, and brags about reading Marx and Lenin. This is what's going on in the United States. These are the leaders of the military under Biden, or as I call him, O-Biden, because it's really Obama as president of the United States. I'll be proven 100% right about that as well. That's not a conspiracy theory. Biden's not president. Biden's an old man with dementia who probably wears diapers, probably wears Depends, who gets fed by his mommy Jill in the basement. Biden doesn't even know where he is. He can't pronounce words. His own staff is horrified at what this guy is like. They mock him behind his back. They know they elected a man who isn't president. He's a puppet. Obama's the president leading us, and it's the same as when Obama was president. He named to all the important positions, generals and joint chiefs of staff. Communists. And I love that word because liberals want to be called liberal, progressive, socialist. They cringe when you say communist. But you need to sometimes say communist because they hate it. Get under their skin. F them. Call them a communist because that's what they are. The leaders of the U.S. military under Biden are unhinged and frightening, not to our enemies, but to Americans. They're pushing the crazed critical race theory among the troops instead of reiterating the proud history of a great nation. They brag about reading Karl Marx. Matt Gaetz grilled Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin today on the racist trainees pushing in the military through his crazed advisors and policies. After Gaetz's time was up, the next representative, Houlihan, a Democrat, asked General Miley, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, if he wanted to respond to what Gaetz asked. The general tried to step in when Gaetz was questioning the highly unimpressive Austin, but Gaetz reclaimed his time. Here's what the general said after stating he thought the soldiers in the military should be widely read. He said, I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try and overturn the Constitution? What caused that? I want to find out. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. This is what you're dealing with. This is one of the top people, if not the top person, in the entire military. He believes the lie that Americans were violent at the January 6th event. Meanwhile, there wasn't one person with a gun. How could you lead an insurrection or a revolution when not one person had a gun? The only person that had a gun was a bad person for the government who shot dead an unarmed girl for no reason. A nice woman and a mother for no reason. Shot her dead. Was it Ashley Babbitt, I believe was her name, was shot dead, and the government decided not to press charges against that cop. They press charges against every cop in America who's white that shoots a black person who's attacking them. Attacking them with a long prison record of violent crime. But they wouldn't prosecute the cop who shot the white girl who wasn't doing anything. She's an Air Force veteran and a wife and a mother who was doing nothing wrong. They wouldn't keep in jail for a minute people involved in riots and murder and arson and looting, stealing TV sets in the name of George Floyd in BLM rallies, but they've got the conservatives in jail all this time in isolation like they're the worst criminals the world ever met. This guy runs the military and he wants to understand Marx, Lenin, and Mao. The only people I know who have ever read Marx, Lenin, and Mao are committed communists. General Miley and Secretary of Defense Austin are most probably committed communists, and they've got to be fired. Will they never be fired? Because Biden is president. He's a puppet with dementia, and Obama loves communists. That's what's going on in America. By the way, this segment is sponsored by my book, Trump Rules, which isn't about politics or communists or conservatives. It's just about making money. How to make money the Trump way with the top 10 Trump rules by Wayne Allen Root. Go to Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, go to Target. They've all got Trump rules, and it was a number one bestseller. It's still doing well. Get a copy for those in your life that are into business.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling for gun control amid a surge in violent crimes in the United States. Biden unveiling a new strategy that places a heavy emphasis on curbing gun violence.
Background checks, purchasing a firearm are important. Ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Community policing and programs that keep neighborhoods safe and keep folks out of trouble.
Meanwhile, New York Republican Congressman Nicole Meliotakis blames Democrats' opposition to police officers as the reason behind the surge in crime.
They have to actually change the way that the Democratic Party is viewing our police and making being derogatory toward them and stop the defunding of our law enforcement.
Antivirus software pioneer John McAfee was found dead in a jail cell in Spain. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Chris and I were talking about giving Bubba my golden doodle his own show called the Bubba Hour. We're thinking about it.
Yeah.
He is the most adorable. He is such a rough play dog, but he is fierce, man. When someone is walking by the door, I want to let him into my studio while I'm doing the show, but I can't because, you know, he can interrupt the show for like 3 straight minutes of barking if he hears somebody outside. He's so protective, but he's a love dog, and yet he's like close to 100 pounds, and he's huge, he's mammoth, and he's beautiful, and if you see him, you'd be scared to death if he starts barking at you. But yet, he's the most incredible love dog. What a great dog. The Bubba Hour. We're gonna devote 1 hour a week to the Bubba Hour.
And Andrew Liberty could book the show.
Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. And we've got someone here to tell you all about it, vetsandhorses.com. The Liberty Projects team is to be commended. They are wonderful. They are nice. They love their vets and they love their horses. And they put vets together with horses. And I want you to check out their website. And I encourage you to donate to them, vetsandhorses.com, vetsandhorses.com. Without further ado, let us meet J.P. Hoffman, who is the founder of the Liberty Projects and the website vetsandhorses.com. J.P., how are you?
I'm well, Wayne. Good to hear your voice.
Now, J.P. is not just the Liberty Projects guy. He's a friend of mine. He's a service-disabled veteran. Tell us about your service, J.P.
Yep, so I'm an Army vet. Served 7 years, 7 months. Had multiple injuries and thought I was going to life it in the military by that point. But the injuries forced me to take a kind of an early leave, and so I did. That being said, got out and started working with other veteran organizations and that kind of thing, Wayne.
All right, and you started the Liberty Projects, which adopts and trains wild Mustangs, and at the same time, you work with veterans. What's the connection between vets and wild horses? Nobody's ever combined them before. Why did you do that? Seems like kind of a unique but odd combination. What's the story?
So the story came about that when I got out, and it took me a while. I'd put all my stuff away and actually told my mother to, hey, put all my stuff away. I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to talk about it. And so I went back to doing my thing, which was rodeo at the time, ranching, training horses. And then I started getting into some of the veteran organizations and joined the local American Legion and VFW and started participating in some of those events. And during that, because of that, and at my time, it was a lot of Vietnam veterans who were older than me, and we hadn't been in a war 20 years, so there wasn't a lot of guys my age out there doing the same thing. And so I just became active, and it really helped give me a level of sanity. And so I started helping people out, and just by osmosis through family and friends, I would often get calls that, hey, my son, my spouse is not doing well. They seem different now that when they come back. They're not the same person I sent. And so I started just helping on my own and along with my family and friends from everything with homelessness to helping through the VA process, financial, medical assistance, how do they navigate all of the red tape. And so I would often, a lot of times, bring the veterans with me during the day. I'd be doing the course of my day, but whenever I wound up at the ranch, it was something unique. They always gravitated towards the horses, the animals, hey, the farming, they just seemed to like that aspect. And those people would always ask to come back with me on other days. And so we started noticing that and just kind of incorporated it. We did it on our own. We didn't think of having a charity. I'd been doing this for 15 years. What brought up the charity was I had a close friend of mine that we actually grew up together, grade school on, and joined the military together. Went down different paths. He was a medic, and I had got out. We'd stayed in contact. He stayed in. Went to medical school. went from an enlisted man, went to officer candidate school, became a medical doctor, and then was in the reserves. And he was actually my personal physician. And when he took his own life, it was a true eye-opener because I seen him 3 days before, and he was getting ready to deploy. And so we were going to meet over by Fort Bliss, Texas, and go to dinner. And he took his life the night he was going to deploy.
You're a physician. I had a moment
where I've got to do more. And that was the birth of the Liberty Project.
JP, you're a physician, you're MD in the military, committed suicide?
Yeah, so, you know, to put it, it was a shock to all of us, but I was, I'm like, man, this guy is the epitome of success. Physically fit, good looking guy, personable, and
family?
Achieved every level of success.
Family? Did he have family?
Yes. So his mother, I'll just use his first name out of respect for her, his mother and his sister. He wasn't married, but he did have them that he was close to.
And so did anyone ever find out what put him over the edge? Why a doctor would kill himself?
We didn't find out. So the funny thing is when that happened, and I'm a member of the Patriot Guard, and we attend a lot of, unfortunately, funerals. And we provide that for the family and as a service of honor. And we have tried since, even with his command structure and all that, and it's been very quiet. And when somebody does that, the funerals are different. When a guy takes his life, it's a little bit different than somebody who dies from another cause in the military. It's just because there's that tear of why did you do that versus die of some other cause, you know? So,
right.
But we find out why.
That's sad because, you know, so often you hear about troops committing suicide. We know it happens every day across this country, but they're being treated by a doctor. You don't expect the doctor to commit suicide. That's a shocking story to even me. But I will say this. Let's get back on to more positive topics because, you know, that's one that leaves us all with a hole in our soul. But when you tell me about the vets that came by your ranch and they just happened to gravitate to the horses, I immediately thought, but that's brilliant. I mean, that's exactly what they need. It's what even, you know, I hate to compare vets to prisoners. Vets, I love. Prisoners, I don't. But study after study shows that even prisoners in prison, bad guys, do much better in prison, much less violence, much less problems when you put them together with, like, dogs that visit twice a week. You know, and they literally have comfort dogs. There's no question animals make people happy. So I like horses. I like dogs. So I get it. And so I could see a vet, let's get back to vets, a vet who's a patriot and a great man or woman for this country, and they've had PTSD and they've got problems and they're upset and they're always in crisis and they're scared, and then all of a sudden they hang out with the horses and it just changes them, right? I'll bet it's a great positive thing for their mind and their soul.
It is. It's a great transformation. And so from your alma mater, Wayne, a new research study just came out. And they were showing, and it was on the equine therapy modality from Columbia, and they had has proven that the equine therapy results in brain-based changes that can increase an individual's capacity to enjoy life despite the trauma they went through or any war adversities. And so I'm glad that these things are now coming to the forefront, because even a veteran organization that's been around a long time, it is hard to get money, and it is really hard to get grant money from the federal government, believe it or not. So we're now trying to put this stuff in their face to show them the results are in, you know.
And no surprise to me. I get it. I totally get it. I would think horses and dogs are probably the two great things that would make vets with PTSD happy again, and bring them back to, you know, the human side again instead of just always thinking about war. Explain how you got involved with Wild Mustangs.
So the Wild Mustangs have been something that our family has been involved with for a long time, and I have to give my sister the credit on that one. I used to always be of the same, because we ranch. We used to be of the opinion, and you hear, and just through osmosis or getting beat down, that the Mustangs were a nuisance and that kind of thing on public land. My sister would actually go in. She was an advocate. We'd get them, adopt them. She's a great horse person herself. And so I started having a different perception, and over the years that had totally changed 360. So we were doing it as a family already, where we were taking the Mustangs off the range. We believe in that plight. And if somebody doesn't know, these are family units. And something about the Mustang that a lot of people don't know, they're not a, it's not a species of horse like a quarter horse or thoroughbred. They're all different types of species that are together like must, that are, and just called Mustang. And because they're really feral horses that, that were let loose in the 1500s, 1600s, and then they gathered out there. But we started using them on the ranch, using them for different activities. And I got to give a shout out to the Border Patrol who started using them exclusively. And we've been working with them, to utilize the Mustangs for their program. And because they're a lot, to put it frankly, to go in rough terrain, up and down mountains, canyons, go long periods of time, they're a lot better than a domestic horse in a lot of those situations. So,
hey,
so we're now getting the education. Go ahead.
JP, the music is on, so we got to run, but I'd like you to stay through the break because I just want to come out the other end and ask you two very important questions. Number one, how can my audience get involved in helping vets and the Mustang horses? I think people will do that. I think conservatives love both causes. And number two, is it possible for folks, my fans, my listeners, to actually visit your ranch and check it out in person? I think they'd love to see the program and the Mustangs and meet the vets that are being helped by it. So stick with me through the break. When we come out on the other end, I want to get the answer to those two questions, and then we'll let you go for the day. Thank you, JP. Really appreciate it. VetsandHorses.com is the website, VetsandHorses.com, and it's JP Hoffman, and we'll have more with him when we get back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to get them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Bubba's dad is back, Wayne Allen Root. Bubba the Golden Doodle, the magical Golden Doodle. He is the best dog ever, I swear. I've had so many dogs in my life. They're all great, but he is the best ever. So it's fitting that we're talking about horses and vets, wild Mustangs and vets, because I understand the connection between humans and happiness and pets. I really do. I really get it. I'm a dog guy. That's my favorite thing in the world. But my daughter, by the way, my 13-year-old daughter, Contessa, is a horse person, and she rides twice a week, and she does English riding, and she wants to get a horse scholarship to college, and she is a horse lover, and she loves them so much, she gets up at 4 in the morning and gets to the horse place at 5 and shovels horse crap and gets paid for it. And so she's making a little bit of money to pay for her horse riding. So great job, Contessa. You're a good girl. You're daddy's little beautiful girl. J.P. Hoffman is our guest. He was our guest in the last segment. We're bringing him back for a couple questions here. He's the founder of the Liberty Projects. His website is vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. And JP is not only a friend and a sponsor of the show, but a service-disabled veteran. And his Liberty Project adopts and trains wild Mustangs at the same time that they help vets. And they put the two of them together. So welcome back to the show, JP.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me. Before you ask the questions, I just wanted to say thanks to you, Cindy, and Andrew, and the USA Radio Network for having us on today. So we appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for all you do for vets. You know, I do anything for vets. I love vets, and I just think they're not treated as well as they should be treated. They should be so loved and appreciated by this country. Anybody who doesn't understand that is a fool or a communist or a traitor or an anti-American revolutionary radical. But how can you not appreciate what vets have done for our country and the things they were willing to? They did sacrifice and were willing to sacrifice their life. How can my audience become involved in your Liberty Projects?
So the easiest way to do this immediately is to go to vetsandhorses.com, and that can be to donate, volunteer, or just say hello and learn a little bit about the plight of the Mustangs and the veterans. They can contact us there. There's a contact form. They can get a hold of us. There's a phone number there that will get somebody on our staff if needed. But we'd love to get them there. One of the things I did want to say is We are at the stage. We do every single dollar is accounted for that we take in and utilize, and definitely we can squeeze the dollar. So I just wanted the Patriots in your audience to know that as well, that we offer that additionally.
Well, and I expect nothing less from you. I mean, JP is one of the nicest people I've ever met, and he's a vet who sacrificed for this country. He's now a disabled veteran, and we all understand that you are transparent and you are careful with every buck, and they all go to the right places, and we appreciate all that you do. Is it possible for my fans to and listeners to visit the ranch and check it out in person?
Absolutely. So same thing, same protocol. Just go to our website, contact us. We're about an hour outside of Las Vegas, Nevada, so just please go on there and contact us. Tell us you'd be interested in coming out and taking a little tour. We'd love to have you out and love to get the word out and so you can actually see it with your own eyes. So all you millions of Patriots out there, you're invited. We're a family together, and that's how we get through these times and when things seem dark. So you guys are all welcome.
Thank you for everything you do, JP. VetsandHorses.com is the website. VetsandHorses.com. I've got to come out there, and I've got to bring my 13-year-old daughter, who just absolutely loves horses, and she'll go nuts over wild Mustangs. So I'll bring Tessa with me. VetsandHorses.com. JP Hoffman, you're a great man and a great patriot. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate you.
All right, Liberty Projects and the website vetsandhorses.com. Let me get back to the topic I was on at the end of the last segment before we brought JP on with his vetsandhorses.com charity that I've endorsed, by the way, and I've gotten behind. And it was crime. Crime is up so high in Las Vegas and all over this country, but I mentioned on this show that no matter what statistics you hear from the Vegas police, I'm telling you that if they don't say crime is going through the roof, then they're manipulating the statistics, because crime is even through the roof in my neighborhood, which is a gated community, quiet as could be, never a problem in 30 years, and all of a sudden there's all kinds of break-ins and all kinds of car thefts and all kinds of police helicopters overhead. And armed break-ins and a person with a knife in the park behind my house. And things are going bad in Vegas, and they're going bad all over the country. No sooner I mention that than one of my fans, who will remain nameless, let's just call her H, says, I've written you before, and while listening to your show today, I heard you talking about the increase in homicides in Las Vegas. And then she says, okay, everywhere, but we're here in Vegas. And she said, I want to confirm, I could tell you with absolute certainty, because of where I work and what I do. And by the way, most of the cops in this town are big fans of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and listen to it and send me emails and send me texts. And I love my police. I love my thin blue line. I appreciate you guys. And I understand we got a fun police, not defund police. And I'm guessing she's a cop. She said, I want to confirm and could tell you with absolute certainty, because of where I work and what I do, both homicides and suicides are way up. And additionally, drug overdoses have exploded exponentially. In fact, homicides and drug overdoses were already up by the end of last year, and it's only gotten worse. And so stay safe, and looking forward to seeing you and hearing your opening remarks this weekend at the CCW Expo. Yeah, and by the way, that reminds me, that's where I'll be at the CCW Expo. 10 o'clock is the opening ceremony. It's 10 a.m. on Saturday, South Point Hotel and Casino. And it's a CCW Gun Expo, and I, Wayne Root, will be your opening ceremony speaker, 10 a.m. Saturday, South Point Casino.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
3.